Everyone, hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out. Do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now, and I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just gotta be responsible while growing up. on planet Earth.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. Wow. What an amazing, blessing week. How are we all doing? How are we all feeling? Thank you all so much for joining me here. And we are live. So good to see everyone in the building. And as we get ready to get started, let me do this. First, I do want to let you know the phone lines are open. We haven't had the phone lines open in a minute. So the phone lines are open. So if you want to get on the phone lines, because I do want to speak to you tonight, if you have some questions or you want to call in and you have something you want to share that is related to what we're talking about, definitely feel free to hop on the phone lines. Tonight is just a live collective talk that we're doing tonight, just kind of an after dark chat and chill. If you know, you know. Old schoolers, you know, we used to do the after dark version a long, long time ago, maybe about 16, 17 years ago. And I always love doing the after dark and definitely the chat and chills. So welcome to everyone joining us here live. Let me give some cosmic directions so you can find your way on over and join us either in the Blue Room, the galactic famous Blue Room, or you can join us on that cosmic hotline if you want to call in. Now, we're going to do something a little different here. I have a new activation tool, and you all know how much I absolutely love activation tools. So we're just going to kick this activation off. Welcome to everyone who's joining us, and oh yeah, can you hear that? That activation right there, just the ringing of the bell that we've been doing here for more than 15 years on Planet Remix. Now, that is not the self-invested bell, but this is a bell that I just kind of pulled out of my repertoire here that I've had. It's actually a bell. This one has been blessed by the monks as well, so it has some divine energy in this bell here. It's not the yoni bowl, Lance. Y'all know how y'all get when I play that yoni bowl. But it's not the yoni bowl, but I have that right here as well. So who knows where the night may go. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that to just kind of bring a lot of this feminine energy that is here for us right now, bring that energy into play. But welcome everyone on in. I definitely want to invite you to get on the call lines. And the call line number, 515-605-9794, is the number to call. And this is going to get you locked in. Now, international callers, you do need to dial the U.S. country code first. And then once you dial that U.S. country code, you're going to dial 515-605-9794, and that's going to get you locked in. Now, also, if you want to come and join us in the Blue Room, let me give you those cosmic directions for you to join us in the Blue Room. You're going to come over to YouTube, and once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in, oh, you guys are so amazing. What a blessing. You're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. That is me, and that is going to get you locked in. I want to give a big shout out to Miss West. Thank you for that super chat donation. He says, Miss Blue is in the building tonight. Let's go. Well, thank you so much for that super chat donation. And welcome to all the stars in the building. Welcome to all the magic makers in the building. Welcome to all the soul family in the building. Welcome to all the seen and the unseen in the building tonight, as well as all of our international listeners that is listening from all over. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And by the way, happy Taurus season. So shout out to all of my Tauruses that are celebrating their born day. And a very special happy born day to two of the divine priestess, Priestess Nadra and also Priestess Donna Lee, celebrating their born days at this time, and the rest of the soul family. If there are any Tauruses in the building, please, please, either if you're listening to this in the future, drop us a note so we can give you some love. If you're listening to it now, send us, you know, if you're in the blue room, let us know so we can celebrate you. Knox's birthday is on the 18th. We got Tauruses in the building. And every year, I get excited every time we go around this very magical wheel of life called the zodiac, because it gives us all an opportunity not to just celebrate these incredible souls who are choosing to be born at this particular time, but it also gives us all an opportunity, because we are all, you know, all of these signs, every single one of us has a Taurus house, a Taurus energy within us that lives inside of you. And so I think I've seen someone say, this Taurus energy is coming through, depending on what that astrological blueprint chart looks like for you. It is lighting the way, baby. And Taurus season is always fun, because so much gets to happen. You know, each vibration, each year gives us an opportunity to harness a different energy within ourselves. In fact, it allows us the opportunity to transform, evolve, and expand. How cool that we literally have a built-in technology system that gives us opportunity minute by minute, second by second, day by day, month by month, season by season, cycle by cycle, an opportunity to not be locked into these systems, because the whole goal is really to elevate and evolve yourself to become a part of the system and then ultimately rise above it, right? Rise above these systems. So we're not locked into these systems, but these are mere guides that when you understand the magic that exists within cycles, when you understand the magic that exists within the construct of the physical world, it's an opportunity for you to elevate and to follow your divine path as you have chosen to be embodied on planet Earth at this time. And so that's the magic of what all of these tools are, what all of these cycles are about. They are outside reminders of what ultimately is happening within. And if there is something we need to activate, if there is something we need to cultivate, dare I say, if there is some shit we need to change and let go of, if there are some things that we need to heal and evolve past, if there are some things that we need to see within ourselves, we have been given multiple ways, no matter what your school of thought is, no matter where you live in the world, you are giving ultimate opportunity to achieve your desires and fulfill your soul's purpose. And I think that's incredible. It's a divine blessing to be able to do that. And so when we're celebrating our born days, which are so unique and so special, we also get an opportunity to share that love with our brethren and our sisterins on the planet at that time who has chosen to shine their light through a lot of this energy. And that's incredible. That's incredible. So yeah, so happy Born Day to all the Tauruses in the building. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but then we're going to move on to some other things. But there are some important announcements that I want to make to you. And the very first one is I want to know how, honestly, how are you feeling? Have you checked in with yourself to see how are you feeling? And then how are you doing? That's the second part. So once you know how you're feeling, then you can check in and you can see how you're doing. Don't forget to see how you're doing. You know, how are you doing? So if you say, I am feeling good, I am feeling amazing, I'm feeling uplifted, I'm feeling incredible, or I'm feeling crappy, or I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I'm feeling tired. How are you doing? How are you doing? Two separate things, how I might be feeling and how I am doing, meaning how I am taking action, how I am taking responsibility, how I am taking care of myself, how am I loving myself, is completely different. And so these are two questions. I want you to take a look at them from a deeper level to understand how am I feeling and how am I doing. I may be feeling some sort of way, but how I'm doing may be completely different, because often how you're feeling sometimes should not just be the precedence for how you're doing. And Ashe to the ancestors. Brother Lance said his mother made her transition of life on this day. So Ashe to your mother, sending blessings and love to you and the family at this particular time. So I want you to think about that, how I'm feeling, but how you're doing may be different. And see, a lot of times it will give us an opportunity to sort of quantify that quantum space that lives in between. And this is how you can catch yourself. You can catch yourself in so many magical ways when I take a look at how I'm really feeling. And then I take a look at how I'm doing. Sometimes something ain't adding up. I'm just going to keep it 100 as I always do. Sometimes they're not adding up. If I'm feeling great and I'm feeling amazing, but I'm not really doing the things I need to be doing, something's not adding up. And that allows me an opportunity to go back within and really allow myself to float within my body and come out of my mind, come out of my heart and say, wait a minute, let's take a closer look. How are you really feeling? Not the thoughts of how our mind tells us, because the mind always wants to protect us. The mind is what says, I don't want to tell you the truth because you can't handle the truth. So we're going to protect you any way that we see fit from anything that we need you to stay away from, even if it traumatized your ass, even if it holds you back, even if it makes you sad, we know that we're doing what's best for you. That's why most of us, when we're operating out of our conscious mind, we're kind of operating how our parents raised us or how we were treated throughout life. And that is the reflection that the player hater, as I call it, the conscious mind, is relaying messages to you. It's in that tone. It's in that frequency. This is the place where we beat ourselves up, where we judge ourselves a lot, where we, you know, sometimes are too hard on ourselves, or we just, you know, just keep nagging at ourselves. So I really want us, especially during this time, because Taurus season brings in a unique vibration that we have not felt to this capacity, right? Because this is our first Taurus season officially that we have collectively agreed upon on the planet in 2024. So we are getting a whiff of different types of vibration. And a big part of this Taurus energy is about grounding. It's about grounding yourself. So Taurus has some complicated, problematic, amazing, beautiful energy that sort of supports its essence, which is the planet Earth and the planet Venus. And we'll talk about why these two can be amazing energy of support, and it can also be a contradiction within itself. So I want you to think about how you're really feeling, and then I want you to look at how you're really doing, because that quantum space that exists between the two, the quantum world, that portal that opens up between these two spaces within yourself, I want you to see how you can bridge that. Bridge that. How am I feeling versus how am I doing? And do we have a bridge there that we can cross? Because crossing that bridge is what brings about expansion. I want to give a big, big shout out to the Blue Room tonight. You guys are on fire as always. And you come through the door like boom, like literally boom. You guys came in. I could see your energy, your vibration, your frequency as you're coming into the Blue Room. I want to give a big shout out to our moderator in the building tonight. We got Brother Lance in the building moderating for us tonight. We're going to send him so much love. And also, I want to ring the bell. We got to ring the bell for the self-invested workshop and self-invested university. More classes getting ready to come soon. So stay close, stay closer than close. I want to ring the bell for everyone who has been on this journey of self-invested that has been going on for more than 12, 13, 14. years, and say thank you to each and every single one of you for being self-invested and invest in yourself. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do in this world is to invest in yourself. I'm also going to ask that if you are here in the Blue Room, let's hit that like button so we can send a message out to our soul family and let them know that we're live. As well as we can send, you know, some vibrations and frequencies out to the, you know, the cosmic realms out there to let them know that there is good vibration here and you can contribute your collective energy to this sacred space here. So, yeah. So welcome on in. How has everyone's week been? My week has been busy. It's like things literally are speeding up faster than light. And I'm so here for it because I recognize how to ride the cosmic waves. And when I need to get on that slow wave, not that wave that's riding so high, I get on it. And then when I'm ready to take that big ray wave that may take me into a wipeout, I'm jumping on it too. I'm riding it. I'm riding it all the way out. I'm just riding wave out. So it's been a very busy week. By the way, I want to say thank you, and I have to give a shout out to everyone who has had an Oracle file reading. When I tell you guys, I honestly did not know the level of joy and excitement and wonder and awe and blessings from doing the Oracle Files readings. They have just been so joyful for me, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful, and I'm asking myself, why didn't I do this a long time ago? But I'll share a little bit about that. I haven't started doing the visionary sessions yet, but those, some of you have some sessions coming up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, these are the spiritual consultation sessions, because that's what they are. They're not readings, they're spiritual consultation sessions. And with the Oracle Files, while I love it, it is pure organic frequency, DNA, blueprint energy, Akashic record, deep dial into the premier files, the essence and the soul of who you are, where you get to ask me one question and I open your Oracle Files and I send you an answer. Listen, the things that are coming out in this session is literally, I am just at how incredible everybody is, because a lot of you, I haven't been able to have this close contact. Some of you are very new. Some of you have been with me since the very beginning, and I'm so grateful. And I get to see it all, and I get to share it with you based on the question, because you become the point of entry for your activation. You are the point of entry for your activation. You're the point of entry for your activation. And then I get to dive into your Oracle file. So I want to say thank you to everyone who is participating in this life-changing event, history-making event. And the feedback really that you all have given me solidifies that. Even some people who have no knowledge of me, maybe it's a friend or maybe it's a soulmate or someone who just stumbled upon me and decided to really bet on themselves. And they are blown away, and I sit here with it. I'm not blown away at the abilities. I understand what that is, but I'm blown away at the incredible beings that we all have that is connected with Planet Remix. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you. So divine. Thank you. And for everyone who has their visionary sessions, I am super excited about that. Those things coming up as well. And for all of you out there that are continuously doing your work, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, truly grateful for every single one of you, every single one. This is the time, I know, in other parts of the world, and I want to say thank you to our international family who has shared when Mother's Day is in their country, their continent. But here in the West, in America, we are celebrating this weekend. It is Mother's Day weekend. So happy Mother's Day to all of the divine spiritual beings, those who've come before us, those who are with us now, who are mothers on the planet. I thank you as a mother, as a daughter, as a sister. I thank you all mothers for the incredible work of bringing life, of being a part of that process of bringing souls through these divine portals of our wombs and nurturing, healing, blessing these souls who are choosing to be born onto the planet and that have been born on the planet at this time. So blessings upon blessings upon blessings to all the mothers all throughout space and time, and that's on the planet at this time. We love you. We cherish you. We thank you. We honor you for your essence of being a mother, of being a mother in this lifetime. So beautiful divine blessings to all the mothers in the planet, on the planet at this time. So yeah, just some powerful work going on. There was something else I wanted to share with you all. I think that was the main thing. By the way, thank you to everyone who's been emailing me, who has watched the K-pop drama, Marry My Husband, and has been totally addicted and blown away, as well as some of the other shares that we talked about as well. It's been so fun. So we're going to dive in. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue at this particular time, and then we're going to continue this discussion because I want to talk about a couple of things. What's going on in the cosmic streets here? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about spirit guides for a minute, touch on protection for just a moment, and some keys to healing. We're going to talk about that as well. Live. Plus, I'm going to be taking your calls here live on Planet Remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
It is so true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. This is what I'm talking about when I say that we are given these opportunities to move ourselves, to move ourselves. We are giving an opportunity. It is our birthright that we can move ourselves. So allow, if nothing else moves you, life will, to be sort of your anthem. You're going to move yourself. But hey, if for some reason you don't move yourself, don't worry. Life will move you. Sometimes it just may not be where we want it to move us. And thank you so much for those of you who love the activation art, because I've been having so much fun creating. After all, it's Taurus season, and I just have been enjoying just allowing that process to flow through me and so many different ways. What a blessing. So thank you. So I want to talk about some of these things because there is some things to really talk about during this energy while we're in Taurus season here, because there are some things that we can really harness. I don't know if you all seen the article. I posted it on Instagram. I posted it on the Instagram story about a recall on thousands of pounds of meat from Walmart. In particular states where Walmart has meat, they had a massive recall. This was something I talked about that would, these these topics are going to be topics for discussion, and they're going to be coming up more and more that is surrounded around our food, that is surrounded around water, that is surrounded around sex, all of these, that is surrounded around our money and our finances. You get where I'm going? These are all things that are known traditionally that is connected with Taurus. This is why in front of the bull market, they in front of Wall Street, they have the bull there. They have the bull because that is the sign of Taurus. And it's letting you know that these are the things that are connected with this Taurus energy. Now, I want to talk about something a little more collective here, a little more intergalactic here, which is about our spirit guides. And I've been in great conversation with all of the readings and speaking with your spirit guides. And they themselves have gone through an additional training to help support us as we continue to move ourselves forward, going closer towards the age of Aquarius. We're not there yet. I feel like we may be a few hundred years or so off, but we definitely are getting very, very heavy impressions. And for those of us who carry that activation seed of moving consciousness forward, who we are the light workers and the light beings on the planet, we definitely are receiving this activation ahead of time. You know, I think back to when there were so many astrologers and so many spiritual people who was claiming the age of Aquarius ahead of time. And even though their alignment was different, here is something that, you know, now I sort of reflect back on that I have a deeper understanding of that my guides have shared with me. It's because there are some individuals that was on a different timeline. And, you know, timelines right now is a very big thing because really coming out of 2020, we have been able to really switch timelines almost like you switch lanes when you're driving. Now, don't get me wrong, since we have been on the planet, we have been able to change our timelines, but it was something that not everyone was privileged to do, and it was something that more of the adept and the mystics and those who studied only really had the opportunity to be able to do this. You know, it wasn't something that everyday people were consciously doing, was shifting timelines. One of the reasons why is because there was no need to change their timelines. So they were a little bit more fixed and they were more locked into understanding what their purpose was when they came to the planet. So there was no need for this expansion in their consciousness because they had an internal soul mission and they were fulfilling that internal soul mission. Now that is still happening today, but it is because of the work of our ancestors that have gone through all of these generations, and especially the silent generation. And if you don't know what the silent generation is, this is, you know, this is going to take us back to World War One and World War Two, you know, when there was a lot of chaos that was happening all over the planet. And certainly we have had more chaotic times in different places on different continents around the world. But during those earlier times of having, you know, this very strong chaos on the planet and lots of war and lots of death, the souls who incarnated at that time, which by the way, I would say about 30% of you listening to this have spent a lifetime during that period. I myself know that I did spend a lifetime during that World War One and World War Two, and actually know that I have been in the concentration camp at that particular time. and that I was a Jew at that particular time, living during that time. But my point of me saying this is that during those particular times, the consciousness was still available on the planet, but there were select beings that were chosen at that time on the planet that was sort of forging and opening the way for others to see more light, to understand that there was something greater to come. You understand? So humanity, we are always looking for something greater to come. We are always looking towards the future. And maybe we always don't agree on how we process that or how we look at that. But many of us have that encoded in us, that we understand the moment of where we are now. And that understanding expands with our consciousness and awareness, how we study, how we understand who we are. We understand history. We understand about the spiritual sciences around the world because they all left us clues, all of the great books, the ancient teachings, because these left clues about those who came, the Buddhas, Jesus, or Christ energy that came on the planet, the Bodhisattvas that came on the planet, and these other spiritual teachers who emerged themselves, Sojourner Truth. You know, we can go through history and of names of these who came, very well said, who then preceded some, not all, to be ascended masters on the planet who paved the way forward. And it is because of the work of our ancestors, whether they chose to be working in a factory and working on an assembly line, or they chose to be a brick mason, or they chose to be a railroad worker, or whether they chose to be a school teacher, or whether they chose to open a bakery, or whether they chose to be a lumberjack, or they were seamen, or they were in some of the military structures, that they came to the planet with a particular mission at that particular time, and they fulfilled that mission. Like I said, many on that mission was us. We are the ancestors that we seek, and we have reincarnated, I don't feel, out of punishment or out of lack of knowing or out of lack of knowledge, but we have incarnated out of our desire to help evolve the planet and where we are. I think sometimes we get lost in the fairy tale of leaving this space and going into another place or returning as being sort of the solidification that we have completed our mission. And a big part of that is a part of the process, but I think we miss the message when we don't honor our presence in this moment and that we have chosen, at least I personally feel, and what I've been told by my guides, to be here at this particular time. You know, this is a school of learning as well as a school of advancement to move the planet forward in its vibration, you know, and so much has been done as we've gotten here to really sort of trick us out of our birthright of understanding the divine beings of who we are. I also think it is not a coincidence that Mother's Day falls within the sign of Taurus as well either. And the reason I say that, because Taurus is really earth energy, which is connected to earth here, because Earth is evolving itself as well too. And the moon energy, which is feminine energy, has throughout time been suppressed as much as we now as a collective are attempting to suppress the energy of Earth, the essence of Earth, and the essence of the moon. You know, isn't it something that the sun has been celebrated all throughout history, all throughout ancient times? And the moon, the further, the more that we expand our consciousness, has sort of been dethroned, or an attempt to dethrone the essence of the mysteries, because this is what the moon is connected to. The moon is connected to the mysteries. It's connected to the feminine, or what they would sometimes call the dark feminine, the dark essence, not meaning dark as in evil, as in night, but darkness, meaning that which cultivates, which brings light, which illuminates, because the moon has the ability to illuminate. And everyone who's here is striving to be an illuminated being. So understand the power and the essence and our connection with all of the things that are here for us. This is a big part of the message that my spirit guides, I have channeled through the spirit guides to understand about the moon's energy and the moon's essence. And so that we do not forget that there is illumination that lives there. It represents the part of us that goes into the darkness. You know, we were just coming out of the new moon, you know, this Taurus new moon, which when the new moon is in its new stage, the moon is in complete darkness. And this is where the seeds are planted. You know, this is the connection, or that opening portal of the cosmic womb. And then as we progress ourselves forward and we continue, we move from that stage of the new moon and we move into that stage of the full moon, of the full moon. And so as we move right now, the moon is in a phase which they call the void, right? But I want you to think of the void as just being a vortex, as being a portal. You understand? So this, they, in astrology, they say the moon has gone void, of course. It means the moon is not illuminating. The moon is not reflecting itself. The moon is not giving you anything back. It's not shining anything to you. So your feelings, your thoughts that are really coming up, pay close attention, because it's letting you know where your heart really is and where your subconscious mind is. So a lot of times individuals will get antsy during this time. It's hard to sit still during this time for some, because they don't have anything reflecting back to them, and they are looking soul to soul at themselves. And for a lot of people, this is uncomfortable, and you will see them lashing out. You will see them acting out. Sometimes you will see children act out a lot. If they're children that don't receive a lot of attention, if there is some disruptions going on in the home, if someone is ill or not feeling well, incidentally, during the void, of course, they may actually feel better, because there is no internal reflection coming back to them to where their soul or their consciousness is interrupting the process of what's truly happening to them. A lot of people will try to grasp at things and force things to happen. In astrology, they will say, during void, of course, This is the worst time to sign agreements, to make agreements, and to sign contracts. I don't agree with that, but there's a part of me that does agree with that, because if you are unaware of these things that are happening within your consciousness and within your heart and your spirit, then you shouldn't. You should not sign contracts during this time. You should not, because you are working from a place where there is no awareness within. There are no awareness. But for those of us who study these sciences, and when I say study these sciences, I'm talking about the spiritual science of you. For those of us who study ourselves, this is the perfect time, because we are getting a true glimpse, unfiltered, pretty much uninterrupted, pretty much untainted, either by ourselves or outside influences, of what's truly going on in that landscape that is happening from within. So pay close attention to where your thoughts drift, to how your emotions feel, to your sort of ups and downs and alls around. Speaking of which, there's been so many corona mass ejections. There's been so many gamma rays coming in to the planet at this particular time. And yes, the aurora lights are everywhere on the planet. This is how you know the frequencies that are coming in at this time. And so that's the next thing that I want to talk about, because this is a time during Taurus season where we get the opportunity, which we can have this at any time, don't get me wrong, but we have extra support during this time, because during this Taurus season, there is unique blessings that become illuminated or can be activated from within that totally can be life-changing. Now, I will say this to you as a true mystic, a true oracle, a true metaphysician. We can do this at any time. But it's the difference between someone asking you to move everything out of your house, give you so many days to move, and you're packing it all by yourself, and you know, I'm just going to pace myself. I'm going to do the first floor, you know, on Monday. I'm going to rest on Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm going to get back in there. I'm going to do the kitchen, and then so on and so forth, and you get it done. But the difference is you have a whole moving team that comes in. Plus, you have your friends who come over that can help oversee and direct and also delegate. Listen, we want all of this packed first. We need all of this to be taken down. These are the things we're not. And you have a support system. So I want you to look at all of this energy as an extra support system. Never am I telling you that because of one particular alignment that you can never, ever, 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 ever do it again. That's true to a point. Some of these alignments will never come around again. Never. And so that means if there is a particular vibration and essence that is behind this alignment, you won't feel it again. So this is why I always say to you, how are you feeling? Because your feelings is going to tap you into more ancient knowledge than you could ever study in a book, ever take a class on, ever hear a podcast on, ever witness in person. Your feelings is taking you into your ancient science and unveiling these codes for you. So you can tap into these codes yourself, so you can tap into them knowing or unknowing. How many times you guys have come in here and we talk about something and we have just about everyone say, oh, I was thinking the same thing. Oh, I felt the same thing. Oh, I had a dream about this. Oh, this is exactly what I was working on too, because there is a collective energy that we are uncoding and decoding and activating within ourselves that are that is there. And then for those of us who study, we can apply the knowledge, which becomes just the foundation. That's not an activation. Knowledge alone is not activation. It doesn't cause upgrades because you know something. You understand it requires your essence, your spirit. It requires your soul to intertake and embody the movement and then the acceptance and then the follow through on that action into the manifestation state, into this 3D world for it to be called or deemed an activation, because it has to change something from within first. Something from within first. That's how you're going to know you have been changed. You know that old gospel song? I know I've been changed. See, when you know you've been changed, you've gone through an activation. An activation. And the activation you want is internal. You don't want external activations. There was a time that we were living on the planet. This is pre-Christ. I know. Pre-Christ, when the activations were external. This is why you've seen so many people getting baptized. They were getting initiated into these mystery schools and these mystery systems, and they were going through these schools of thoughts, and they were, you know, doing all of these pilgrimage to raise their frequencies, because the world at that time, based on the consciousness, the activations were external first. Why am I telling you this? Because there's still a large part of the world that don't get this. And I need us all to get this. We are not in the time of external activation anymore. The time has long come. This was the whole Christ movement, because it became an internal activation. This is why everyone wants to get to the Christos. They want to have this Christ consciousness awareness. This is a internal activation. This is where the activation has to come from. And I think that just got screwed and chopped and screwed along the way, and people misconstrued it and didn't understand and still don't understand when they think they are getting into their Christ head or their consciousness or raising their consciousness, still allowing external activations, external initiations, external things to cause it, and they are walking away thinking that somehow they have expanded their awareness or raised their consciousness, which in fact, what they have done has taken themselves deeper into the loop of darkness. And sometimes that's not easy to figure out in the very beginning. But then we start to figure it out. We start to figure it out because shit just ain't adding up. Like I told you guys earlier, things are just not working. We're putting in all this effort. We're doing all these things and nothing is changing. Nothing is changing. Nothing is happening. We're not transforming. The same struggles we had a year ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, we still have those struggles. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 10 years ago. Now, don't get me wrong. We will have challenges and demands along the way, because this sort of keeps you, how can I say, this you in, it keeps the flame lit. Thank you for that, Crystal. It keeps the flame lit. It keeps you going. You understand? And that got misconstrued because we thought that that flame that we had in us was competition. And so now it meant I am to compare my flame to your flame. And then now I need to make my flame better than or bigger than your flame. I need to try to put your flame out so I can take your flame and put it with my flame and all of these corrupt things that we do when simple. Answer is to go within, to go within. But you need some of these demanding, challenging times so that a part of you can recognize the work that I've been doing. Do I have a solid foundation? Do I have the internal understanding that I can summons, not a external god or goddess, not summon the angel within me? Because we are 10th dimensional angels. We are angels too. Yes, there are angels amongst us. Can I summon the god within me and show up to this challenge? One of the things that took the world by storm was, what would God do? And I thought that was so oxymoron for the church and religious groups to use that but not have the consciousness to go along with that, to really understand that whoever channeled that message was attempting to tell you that God was within you, but you're still looking towards the heavens and the sky for God. But you're saying, what would God do? Or what would Jesus do? It was almost like cracking the code. And if you crack the code, you can come within. I see the challenge of, we must honor and respect both angel and the devil. And I used to think that, but I've expanded my consciousness to understand there is no separation and there is no devil. There is no demon. There is no such thing as negative energy. It doesn't exist. It is only energy. But we do these things because we are still learning, and myself included, who we really are. So we find every effort to separate thyself. Separate. Separate. To take apart. To separate. To contradict. To pull apart. For many reasons. For many reasons. Some of it is our lack of understanding and knowing. Some of it is just a part of the journey and the process of moving through the evolution of the soul where we once have been, either in a past life or in this current life. Some of it. Some of it is our pure ignorance, and some of it, dare I say, is our laziness for not wanting to take responsibility for our own actions and our own magic and power. Because if I can attribute this to something that is more powerful than me, then I don't have to face it. I don't have to solve it. I don't have to acknowledge it. And I don't have to take any responsibility for what is occurring. And so I got asked the question, why are we still incarnating on Earth? And the simple answer is because we are still learning. Because we have yet to understand who we truly are. And we are still going through this process. And you, me, and all of us here was up for the challenge. We truly want to accomplish this feat. We truly want to accomplish this. Now, we can play mind games all day, and we can say negative energy, positive energy. I often teach that way because I understand that it's very difficult for someone to wrap their mind around that there is no positive and there is no negative. It is just energy. And how that energy is projected from me to you, from you to me, is based on who we are and what we are projecting. That's what makes it received or interpreted as negative and positive. So if you understand that, then you understand who God really is. And it ain't up there. It's within. It's within. You know, I seen a clip while I was strolling the cosmic streets through the gram. And it was an interview of Barry White. And my parents love Barry White, especially my dad, love Barry White. And they were interviewing Barry White. And I'm just going to paraphrase it here. But Barry White talked about that he made up his mind when he was 16 years old that he was God. You can see the stunningness of the reporter when he says it. He said, when I was 16, I came to that conclusion. He had a realization because God is self-realization. And this has been told to us in what I like to say in nursery school rhymes through history books. God is within. You are made in the image of God. We are fed these nursery school rhymes so that we can get that understanding because, again, remember, humanity and in these avatar bodies, we have a ego that has been totally misplaced. Now, we are just coming into this time of understanding how the mind itself has been overburdened and misused. But that damn ego, oh, that shit runs deep. That runs deep. That runs deep. That runs very deep. And I'm talking about the textbook ego. And the sad part is we think ego is someone who's boastful and someone who's prideful and someone who's, you know, just only thinks of themselves. And the ego of what we're talking, textbook ego, is so much more complicated than that. It's a chameleon. It can disguise itself. It can hide itself. It can shape shift. And this is why sometimes, you know, it's hard to even detect where that lies within our own self. This is the importance of doing your work, and it starts with self-love. This is where it starts. To be able to get to the core and the essence of it. So now, I want to keep going a little deeper because this is an amazing time here again, to talk about this energy of Taurus, because this is the month that we can receive massive and massive amount of healing. Like literally it's being dumped into the cosmos. I want you to think about if you've ever been to a Super Bowl game, how many people here have ever witnessed a live Super Bowl game? The amount of confetti that is dumped on the field once the team is celebrated for winning the Super Bowl, or if you're watching America's Got Talent when they hit that gold button, and that just come fluttering down on the stage and nowhere, or during a New Year's Eve celebration and you see all of the things falling down, this is literally what is available. But it requires what I have been prepping you all for, even last month, is you have to be able to walk through the portal, or dare I say, you have to be able to cross the veil. You think about a bull when they're doing the bullfighting, and what do you call the guy who, I can't think of the proper terms, but when he's holding the red cape. Now that we did a whole show on this some years ago, and so by no means am I in agreement for how they treat the bull. But I'm talking about how he holds the cape. That represents the veil. But I want you to look at this from a more esoteric point of view. The bull is always willing, whether he's tired, whether he wants to give up, whether he's angry, whether he's sad, he's willing to attempt to bust through the veil, to have that breakthrough and get through the veil. Because in the bull's mind, that is the path to true healing and freedom. Use that symbol for this month, or this time, I should say, of Taurus, because this is how you can get to that healing. And this healing is healing of the physical body, the mental body. Oh my God, the mental body. So much healing in the mental body is needed on the planet more than ever before, because we have access to so many different dimensions and timelines here, and the spiritual body in itself. And the spiritual body, this is what we have access to if we can break through this veil. You don't just get it by osmosis. You have to break through this veil. So let's talk about some of the curses of Taurus. I think if I were to say to everyone here who's listening, tell me about the beautiful things of Taurus. We all know the beautiful gifts of Taurus. We all know the beautiful energy and what Taurus represents. But let's talk about these things that can be considered curses, or these things that can be considered problematic of Taurus energy. I'm going to tell you about the curse of Taurus. And I want us all to take this truly in our spirits, in our minds, and in our heart, so that we don't fall or succumb to this curse of Taurus. And the curse of Taurus is comfortability. It's being comfortable, which is one of the things that Taurus loves, is to be comfortable. This can be very problematic. Another one of these problematic curses areas is loyalty. Because sometimes we can be so loyal to our own bullshit that we don't grow. We stand in our own way. We become so stubborn that we can't move forward. This is how you become loyal to your own thoughts, which is not leading you to where you're choosing to go, and you become the person who's blocking your own path, This is what it means. Yes, Doreen, being stuck in fixed energy. This is being loyal. This is you, not Aries stubbornness, because Aries is stubborn too, but Aries is my way, highway. We all know that. But Taurus energy can be very calm. It can be very subtle. It can be very smooth. It can be erratic. It can be anxious and angry. It can be silent. It can be unseen. You know how sometimes you see a bull and he's just standing there. It almost appears as if he's not conscious. He's not moving. Oh, he's very aware. He's so fixed in his loyalty. Stubbornness. This is how we enter into slavery. And I want you to understand that this slavery energy is here. So many people are fighting for freedom around the world at this particular time, especially in this 8 universal cycle, because this is infinity, but it's also the cuffs that chain you, that bind you. So you either can loop yourself into the future, or you can loop yourself back into a cycle of repeating past cycles. So don't become a slave to comfort. I'm giving this to you all. Don't become a slave to comfort. Do not become addicted to pleasure, that is not serving you, whether that's food, whether that's sex, whether that's attention, whether that's just being comfortable and not really taking a look deep within yourself that we talked about, of the things in your life that need to change. What relationship needs to change? What habits do you need to change? What in your physical environment do you need to change? What in your intake of your food, your dietary diet, what needs to change? What mental things do you need to change? Do not become so loyal that you block your blessings, because this is what can happen during Taurus season. You become loyal to your own fault, to things that is not serving you, and you don't receive the blessings that Taurus has, because this energy that is coming in, it's here to fill you with light. It's where this illumination must come from within. It's for you to fill yourself with light. Taurus and Venus together sounds beautiful, sounds wonderful, but I want you to know that Venus in Taurus is unstable and it's uncertainty. You understand? And Taurus wants things to be the same. We want things to be the same. But this is the method to madness. You can't allow that same thought and thinking to help you move forward when this is the same thought and thinking that got you in the situation that you're in. So we must take a look and tap into this healing energy. Look in your life, because it's not going to be obvious. Look in your life. It's not going to be obvious. And take a look at, where am I comfortable? This is what Taurus season is asking us to do. Where are you too comfortable? We think, oh, everything is wonderful. Everything is amazing. Oh, this is great. Question that. Am I too comfortable here? Because I guarantee you, you can see here, Taurus season will allow you to be comfortable in pain. It'll allow you to be comfortable in our bad adult behavior. It will allow us to be comfortable. We see so many diss tracks happening from Drake and Kendrick and Suki and, you know, JT and Taylor Swift and Chris Brown and, you know, one of the Migos. We've seen this Taurus energy coming up. And even though it makes for great entertainment, I mean, I have a guilty pleasure there. I try not to dabble in it too much, but it's great entertainment. But the truth of the matter is this was Taurus season rearing its head very early when these battles started to kick off and really saying, where have you become too comfortable, Kendrick? Where have you become too comfortable, Drake? Where have you become too comfortable, Sukihana? Where have you become too comfortable, JT? Taylor Swift, where have you become too comfortable? And Chris Brown, where have you become too comfortable? This is why they tell you during this time, people can... I'm going to pause for a second. Looks like I'm... Where have you become so comfortable that you want to buck up, you know, you want to bull up, you know, somebody else got to push you. Somebody else got to get you out of your stubborn way so you can get activated. See, the only thing, those kinds of activation, they don't last long. Moving from external activation is you don't really get the fulfillment the same way. Because now you become addicted to making something outside of you activate you to get you moving. Somebody got to push your button. Somebody got to say some shit to you, some slick shit to you. Somebody got to do something to you. And this is when you get up. Or some man got to smile at you at the grocery store for you to go home and comb your hair and get dressed. Or some woman got to flutter her eyes at you for you to recognize the God who you are, the man who you are, and what you're capable of doing. Or somebody got to kind of send you a little flirty message on the gram for you to recognize that you love yourself. Or, you know, somebody got to say you're beautiful for you to feel that energy on the inside. And Taurus is saying, that's some BS, because that ain't a real activation. That activation needs to come from within, because this external activation, if you keep chasing it, you will become addicted to this. It will take you off your, at least it will have you traveling the long way around the boat. You won't get there like you think you're going to get there. Because you're going the long way now, and you're allowing others to dictate how you move, how you shake. You got to go to the gram to get the inspiration. You got to, you know, you got to tap into this, and you got to tap into that. You got to tap in. Wait a minute. I'm going to tap into you. When are you going to be enough? See, we say these statements, and they're very occult in their saying, even though they sound beautiful and nice. When are you going to be enough? I'm not talking about never working with others and collaborating. That's a big part of it. I'm talking about taking the true inspiration from within, because this is where the healing comes from. This is where the healing in the mind, the healing in the body, and the healing in the spirit. And when you do that, you bust through veils. You go through portals. And on the other side, it is blessings upon blessings upon blessings that are rained down on you. This is the blessing of this essence, of this season. This is where you will get your blessing from, because you truly did the work. You did the work. Men lie, children lie, people lie, but energy don't lie. Numbers can lie because numbers have a duality in them, but energy does not. It has one essence, and if the essence change, it's because you changed it. You changed it. Your mama didn't change it. Your daddy didn't change it. You changed it. And if they gave it to you and it was stinky, it was faulty, it was bad, it was half-assed, you have the ability within you to change it back to its highest essence, its highest integrity of what it is. Only you can do that for you. Sometimes the world can have us in positions where things are shitty and we recognize from a distance that's some bad shit. We don't want none of that. Then change it. Change it before it comes into your sphere. Change it before it comes into your mind. Change it before it comes into your heart. Change it before you take it in your essence. Change it before you make a move. Change it before you open your mouth. Change it before you get in another relationship. Change it before you leave that job. Change it before you move to another state. Change it before you do something that you regret. Change it. Because that's something that no one owes you. No one gives you. That no one tells you. But that it belongs to you. No one can take that away from you. When I was growing up, they would say, get an education, because knowledge is something people can't take away from you. Well, we are now living in a time where knowledge can be taken away from you, because if you've been learning knowledge that was not true, that shit has been taken away. And there are people waking up to this day and their whole life has been taken away from them. Everything that they thought and they knew about their world and themselves and their life has been a lie. So knowledge can be taken away from you. But the power of energy, this is why it is my first love. Energy, understanding about energy in motion. And how you have that power, it's your birthright from within. Change that shit. I've been putting up posts since our last talk on Instagram, talked about this in our last talk, so that you can see, that you can understand what this is. Those of you who've been in self-invested, you understand that this is something we have been teaching for years about energy. Don't lie. It never lies. It doesn't. It may appear to be something. It may teleport itself. It may shapeshift itself. It may be in a massive amount or a little bit of amount, but it doesn't lie. And when you can read energy, where my priestess at? Because this is something I taught in the priestesshood. When you can read energy, you can read anything. Absolutely anything. I don't care what it is. That piece of paper that's on the ground. That cup that's on your desk. That pen that's in your backpack. That battery that's in your car. That cake that's in your kitchen, that's in your sink. You can read anything, anything. But none of that means a thing. It means nothing to read everything if you can't read you. This is where the new movement is moving for the spiritual beings on the planet. For the adept on the planet, for the magic makers, for the star seeds, it is now moving to, great, you can heal your friend. Great, you can transform lives. Great, you can help a stranger in need. Great, you can understand the cosmos. Wonderful. You, can you help yourself? Can you expand your consciousness, your awareness? Can you get yourself out of situations, knowing or unknowing, you are in that you want to change? Do you have the courage? Do you have the power? Do you have the self-love? Do you have the intestinal fortitude to go deep within? And recognize, where am I too comfortable? Where am I too loyal to what is not working? And can I change? Can I change that? Am I willing to change that? Can I go from how I feel to what I'm doing? And cross that bridge at any moment of the day, night, morning, season, or reason. Can I do it? Can I activate truly from within? Can I truly activate going on within? Can I do that? Can I really activate? Can I take what I'm learning? Can I take what I'm doing? Can I take what I've been taught? Can I take this information? Can I take what I'm reading? Can I take that and transform me? Me. Can I take that in? Can I really do that? Can I be about that self-mastery? Can I do that? Well, answer is yes. Of course you can. And so allow this divine season of Taurus season to be that place that you not only start, because if you're here, you started somewhere. You may not be actively in pursuit at this moment, but if you're here, if you're listening to me, oh, you have more than started. But can you be committed, loyal to this, even when it sometimes don't feel so good? But you understand that the feeling that you're feeling is you've become too comfortable. And sometimes too comfortable in pain. Sometimes too comfortable. You'd rather stay at this job that's making you sick and breaking you down. You'd rather stay in a relationship that's unhealthy and non-serving. You'd rather stay in that thought process that's not working than become uncomfortable and break through the veil to get to the other side, things are. So I want us to challenge our comfortability, challenge our loyalty, challenge them within ourselves. What thought have you been so loyal to within you? Again, it's not an external job. We all should know how to do the external part of where we're too comfortable, who we're too comfortable with. And we should know at this point how to do the external job of where we're too loyal and it's not serving us and what is unhealthy. I trust you with that ability to do that for yourself. Where I want you to take a deeper look is within yourself. Because this is where true expansion and growth happens. True expansion and growth. And I lead by my own example. And this is why so many things that I'm really comfortable doing, I break out of it. Some of the things took me longer than others, but that's what really made me come on camera. I also realize, do you not really care? Or have you just become too comfortable doing this? Is it that that don't bother you over there, or you're just so comfortable with having connections with people or being in relationships that are unserving, that are not healthy, and you're just happy to be in a relationship, so you rather be uncomfortable with some shit that ain't worthy than be uncomfortable and be unknown. Some of these that we were taught along the way, some of these are programmed. Maybe not in us, but around us. And because we are still looking outside of ourselves, we buy back in. You know, it's like someone telling you, there's a clause in your contract and you can actually get out today. You get out the contract and then all of a sudden you go back and see everybody standing around and you go back and sign back up again. You do realize we've done that. You've broken free from soul contracts. There are no more soul contracts. Everybody's a free agent. But some of us went back and just committed ourselves without a contract. You know, I'm working for somebody. You know, if you go through a temporary agency, it's temporary. Like, you're not under contract. You don't get no special. You don't get a 401k, if there's still such a thing. You don't get stock options. You don't get a chance to get the perks that the full-time committed employees get. You just heal for the thrills and the feels. And when things slow down, we don't need you anymore. You don't hear from us anymore. We're not calling you, asking you to show up on Monday early again. We're not asking you, do you want to work on the weekends? Because after all, you're not under contract. And you're not committed. We don't need you anymore. That's what we do sometimes in our lives. We're hanging around places that, and we're doing things for ourselves, and there is zero change happening. Zero. We're not even benefiting. Nothing is happening. This is what we call feeding the ego. And we're doing things. And we have no intention behind it. And we think that's a good thing. Because you know how we talked about time being the greatest currency and creativity being greatest currency? I'm going to add another one to that, this trinity, and this is intention into the remix without an intention, not for my ass, an intention for you. What is your intention for you? Do you intend to be open so that you can receive what you need to receive? It doesn't matter what's coming out of my mouth. You have your own activation that's going on within you. I am the messenger here. I'm the oracle here. I am bringing the message to the people here. I am bringing the message to the universe, to the galaxy, to the planet here. You have to decide what, based on your intention here. Is it just to hang out and have a good time, be around people? I don't care what your intention is. I'm not here to judge you on that. But you should have an intention for things that you are doing, everything that you are doing. Set an intention. This is a spiritual law for those who understand the spiritual science. You are walking around with no intention, with none, zero. This is how you leave yourself open to what we like to call these negative entities and negative spirits that are around. Because energy is not good or bad. But if there is something that it's open, it's like it's pouring down, raining outside, it's lightning, it's hailing, and all of a sudden you see this building and the door is open. You're just going to walk your ass right on in. Walk right on in, take a seat, start drying yourself off. Oh, they got food in here. Oh, it's warm in here. Woo, I can change clothes in here. Oh, they got the television up in here. Oh, they got Wi-Fi. High-speed internet up in here. Oh, I'm about, oh, they got a laptop in here. Oh, my goodness. They got a shower in here. Oh, they got a bed up in here. Oh, we finna be up in here. That's what we finna do. Oh, that's what we gonna do. We finna take over. We see this on the physical plane, how somebody commandeers something. Someone comes in and usurps someone. People can usurp your energy when you don't have any intention. They can come and usurp you. You can think you are the teacher, but you are being usurped because you don't have any intention. You just hear. You just hear. You hear for whatever. You just hear. You just. That's not what it means when I say stay open. Stay open to your intention. We got to stop looking for people to set the vibe for us and recognize that you are the damn vibe. You're the vibe. Can you match my vibe? That's what I need you to be showing up as. No, 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 no. You're not setting the vibe for me. Can you match my vibe? That's going to be the real question. And that's not in a competitive way. That's in a self-assured way. Because when you show up, you are showing up as your true authentic self. And soon, authenticity will come under attack. And people are going to tell you that's some bullshit trying to be authentic. Watch what I'm telling you. It's going to come under attack. People are going to tell you, stop being authentic. Stop being authentic. When I talk about being authentic, I want you to pick up your phone. I'm going to be talking to the iPhone Nation right now. When you pick up your phone and that phone recognizes that it's you, you have authenticated yourself. You have acknowledged your own God essence. You have been authenticated. You've authenticated yourself. I want you to start thinking of your life in that way. Are you authenticating yourself? Or are you trying to get into some locked phone that your ass can't get in? And you acting. You over there acting. You ain't really talking on the phone. You're not really strolling because you can't get in. You can't authenticate yourself. And I'm talking about within your own life because your authentication is different than mine. Your authentication may be to have a farm and have animals and grow your own foods and your vegetables, and you're trying to authenticate yourself into that life, that lifestyle. You're building that. That may be your authentication. Your authentication may be to build your business, and you're working on that. But every time I see you, your ass is on the gram somewhere and you doing something, and I'm getting notifications, you over here, you over there, you over there, you over there. How are you authenticating yourself? Because it looks like what you're doing is you're trying to see where you can be authenticated at. And this can be part of the distraction. And right now we are in that time. Taurus season is where we are planting the most seeds. And like with seeds, they're precious. So wherever you are authenticating yourself, make sure you're willing to plant seeds there. And you know that those seeds will not only help you grow, but it's also going to help everyone, the collective, grow wherever you show up at, because you are contributing to the growth, because you have authenticated yourself and your seed is coded with your God code DNA, not mine, everyone else's. Everyone's. So if you're going somewhere and you're invisible, then you haven't authenticated your app. You're not authenticated. And chances are that is not going to be a seed, because you didn't plant a seed there. There's nothing that can grow for you there. Nothing. So we have to really mind our energy, really mind our energy, because people will usurp your energy, knowing or not knowing. They'll just take it, and you just sitting there being your wonderful, gorgeous self, and you just doing, you know, you just doing what you do, and you don't realize they are usurping all of your shit from you, all your energy. And I guess we can't even call them a usurper. We can't even say they came and commandeered it. You gave it away. Because there was no intention, and there was no you planting a seed. There was nothing you planted a seed. This is why for years and years, free shit, I don't like nothing free. And if you give me something free, promise you, I'm going to give you something back, because I understand about the universal law of giving and receiving. I'm not taking something and not giving something back. It may not match in measure. It may not can match in measure. But I'm not taking and not giving something back. Speaking of which, this is a beautiful time to get outside yourself and be of service and help someone. And even in that, that is a giving. I guarantee you, if that giving back was in the right space, because again, we can become too comfortable, then you're going to receive the blessings from wherever you're giving. That person is even going to just tell you, thank you so much. You came, you helped us, and you didn't have to do this. You're going to hear things that sound different than just, let me just throw some damn parts. Now, granted, there are what I call fillers, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to anybody, right? Because there's a time in my life where I was a filler, in that filler mode. And fillers are people who don't want to give. They have issues with giving. And, you know, just put a heart in the room if you've ever been challenged with giving. Not receiving, like we like to talk about in these communities, but giving. For whatever the reason is, no judgment zone. So like I said, I've been there at a time in my life where we're going to give you something blank. We're going to give you something you can't really hold on to. I'm going to give you a smiley. I'm going to give you a heart. I'm not going to give anything really of me, not truly, nothing, not even a thank you, nothing, not even an honest, soulful answer, nothing, nothing, because they don't want to give. And sometimes that's because we've been in lack for so long. Sometimes people don't know how to truly give, or they haven't seen examples of what real giving looks like in their life. And so even if you were to give to them, they wouldn't recognize it as you giving because they don't know what that is. They don't know what real giving is because they don't know what it is. So sometimes giving is the worst thing you can do for a person. You can really show them so that they can take care of themselves. You can really show them so that they can take care of themselves. That's why they say, you feed a man for a day. He only eats for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he can feed himself and teach others. And this is exactly why I started Planet Remix. One, because I had to learn how to give to myself. I also had to learn how to be able to open up and receive, and because I want to give back. To give back. So I know, and you all know, this is the place that the teachers and the magic makers come. And those of you who are interested in expanding your consciousness and awareness on the planet and being of service at this time while still nurturing, loving, and growing yourself at the same time, but contributing to the collective consciousness in this evolutionary time that we're in. You know, Jill said the revolution would not be televised. We have been in a revolution internally for a long time. And in fact, I said couple of years ago, World War III is happening on the inside. It is a energetic war. It's an energetic war. I did a whole show on that some years ago. The energy war. This is the battle. It's internal. Since we have moved into the time of Christ energy, we went from external activations to internal activations. And we really, as star beings, need to take that from within to understand that. Sometimes we're waiting on some shit that's not coming, but that already is. And so the quest becomes to know thyself and to have that courage to do that self-love work. To be able to look within. And as we have these different constellations moving above us and the waters flowing beneath us and around us, that we can begin to tap in, utilize these points of growth and activation and awareness to elevate ourselves. And to receive our blessings, our birthright, our divine blessings, and do the work that we know that our spirit is being called to do at this time. Yeah, that's real self-mastery. And being on that path starts with self-love and going within. So this Taurus season, is a great time for planting seeds. It's a great time for activation. It's also a great time to push yourself forward and to take a look at where you've become too comfortable in your life and dig a little deeper and remove the veil and see what this true comfortability is really about. Are we being loyal to a fault? Are we being loyal to being stuck in our own ways? Is this loyalty hindering us from within, loyal to our way of thinking, loyal to our way of doing things, loyal to our way of speaking to ourselves, loyal to the work that we're doing in this world? Are we being loyal to things that no longer deserve our loyalty and we need to shift? We need to make a change. We need to make a change. And then we can truly answer the question from the highest frequency available and from the most honest, most loving place from within. How do I feel? And what am I doing? How do I feel? And what am I doing? How do I feel? And how am I truly, honestly doing? How do you feel? And how are you doing? Is there a bridge in the middle that will allow you at any given space or time to travel between the two as you so will? As you so will, which is code word for as your soul will. That's how you can begin to look. So, I want to make this point about the spirit guides. The spirit guides have received an upgrade in their training in how to help us move forward. And this is for us to recognize about this internal activation. So you're going to hear a lot of talk about spirit guides coming up, and many of you may have had guides come in and guides leave because it's different things that are needed in your life at this particular time. I want you to be aware of your spirit guides. And then I got a beautiful blessing after doing the sister, I don't want to say her name wrong, Gladimir, and she told me I can say her name. The sister Gladimir out of Belgium's reading this week. And she discovered there is a movie coming out and she sent me the clip and the movie is called If. Oh my goodness, I can't wait. I'm excited about this movie. The movie If is, I don't know when it comes out. I think it's coming out soon or maybe next month. But the movie If is about this little girl who can see spirit guides. And the spirit guides, the children have all left their spirit guides. They have told their spirit guides they don't need them anymore. And her job, along with, I can't think of the guy's name right now, but they act together to reconnect people and children back with their spirit guides. I said, oh, shucks. Look out. Mm-hmm. So the spirit guides are coming to her because they said, well, you know, like I belong to Tommy, but Tommy doesn't use me. So I'm of no use because he doesn't it's he doesn't listen. He doesn't want me to give him any nudges. He doesn't want to communicate or any of these things. And, it comes out May the 24th. Thank you. But yes, yeah, she sent me that after her reading because I was sharing some things with her. And she sent that to me. So I'm excited to just see how they play this out. And then, the movie comes out on the 24th. So maybe before the 24th, I'll share the whole channel from the Spirit Guides before the movie comes out and we can see. But either way, Spirit Guides are a hot topic on the planet right now because they have gone through a major upgrade, and that major upgrade came through the solar eclipse energy. We've talked about the cosmic streets here, and make sure that you are setting your intention and about the activation and all of that. We talked about protection because in essence, your protection, which I did that whole show about protection, and you can go back into the archives and listen as well, but your protection in essence is to make sure that you are doing your work on you by the external things that are happening in your life, that you are not constantly doing work on yourself. You know, this is something that I am committed to. And my thing is, you can work on yourself, not from a place that you're broken or something is wrong, but from a place of growth and expansion. Everything grows here. Everything. Either it grows or it dies. That's it. If the grass never grows, it dies. If the tree never grows, it dies. If water never flows in the river or the pond, it dries out. So know that I'm not talking about healing, which is different than growth and awareness and expansion. Totally different. That is your work here. That is protection, to expand your awareness and your consciousness. That's protection. Because remember, we once lived in a world where knowledge was something people couldn't take from you. And that has been blown out the water. Look how much knowledge has been taken away since people have come into the true understanding about the book of lies that have been told throughout history and time. Now, maybe it served the truth purpose at the time based on certain collective groups of people and where their consciousness was and where their awareness was or the lack thereof, but it wasn't serving for the masses of people because it was based on untruth. So people can take your knowledge away from you, but you setting your intention, no, that can't be taken away from you. Your activation has to happen on the inside. The keys to healing, to take a look during this Taurus season, go within. Take a look, take a deep look within. And look at where are you too comfortable? Where are you too loyal? Energy, no such thing as good or bad. It is only how we utilize this energy. Men lie, women lie, children lie, but energy don't lie. Numbers lie. Numbers can lie because it has a duality. But behind everything, behind men, behind women, behind numbers, behind everything is energy. And that's the pure essence of what it is. It's up to you how that energy is being utilized, propelled in this world and within your own life. And so you have to make sure that while you're taking care of the things that need to get taken care of, make sure you're taking care of yourself. And so the other thing that I want to tell you is we're in Taurus season. So while you're taking care of yourself, that means to also take care of your home. Take care of the things. Take care of the things that you're connected to. And to make sure that you are honoring your energy, those seeds of intention that you planted to manifest. Taurus season is about manifestation, those things that you have manifested in it, whether that be friendships, relationships, your work environment, whether that be your living room, your bedroom, your closet. The season, you can receive the blessings by breaking through the veil and making sure that you are taking care of the things that you need to take care of, as within, so without, and starting in that order. So these are the keys to healing. I know I promised I would get to the phone lines, but we are not going to get to the phone lines now. I know you all said you want more of this style talk from me on the pod here. That's what I call it, instead of the podcast. It's a live show. So we're really in the pod in the beginning. I want you to take a look at this activation art that I've created here. Just sort of this sister riding in this cosmic spaceship in a pod. She's in Planet Remix spiritual pod. And she's sitting there. You see the reflection of the mirror there, but she's actually in Planet Remix, and she is out in the galaxy, and she is joining us at this moment. Lots of activation energy there. Butterflies are there because this is a live collective talk, and this is sort of the essence of how I feel our pod is here when we're traveling through these cosmic spaces, and you all are bringing your beautiful divine energy and your light, and we're coming together collectively to help raise the frequency and consciousness within ourselves and on the planet as well. So I want you all to know that I love you all so much, and I thank you so much for traveling on this journey with me. It truly is an incredible, amazing ride. And I thank you. My life has truly been enriched and still is being enriched because of you. I take no connection. I take no person here for granted. I am grateful. I am thankful for each and every single one of you, and truly, truly consider you all to be a divine blessing in my life. And I truly love you all. And when I say that, I mean that from the essence and the core of me. And that allows me to shine, to show up and shine in my true authentic light, which sometimes is maybe very uncomfortable for me, but I'm able to do that because of the community that we have all built here together. Because my wish and my intention for all of you, for each and every single one of you, is to have your heart's desires, to receive the blessings in your life, and to do the work that you feel that you truly have been called to do. And not just do it, but do it in a way that is so unique and so fulfilling to yourself that it blossoms and spreads throughout the world, and we become that light together to do this work and to allow others the space, the freedom, the example to step into who they truly are. So with that being said, I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle, and I love each and every single one of you. And I want to say thank you all for joining me. Don't forget to like, subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to pass it on to someone who might need to hear this message, or this message can be that light for them. And definitely, I would love for us to run this up in the comments section. I have really been loving reading all of your high frequency and vibrational responses. It truly, truly means so much. Also, let me know how you're doing. And if you stayed here to the end of the show, here's what I want you to put in the comment section to let me know that you were here. So at the end, in the comment section, let's see what we're going to put at the end of the comment section here. This is what we're going to put. We are going to put the magic ball. Let's put the magic ball, the crystal ball, in the comment section if you're here. When you leave your comment, somewhere in there, infuse the crystal ball. And thank you so much, Brittany Bies. You tweeted out to the cosmos. I thank you all. I truly, truly do. And I love you all. It is so amazing, so amazing. And what a beautiful, beautiful time to be growing up on planet Earth at this time. So we're going to get out of here. Peace and love to you, soul family. I look forward to us continuing this conversation in the comment section. And I want you to have a wonderful, magical, blessingful, incredible weekend. Oh, wait. I want us to hear this song. I think I can still play it. We're going to play this. Let's listen to this, and I'm going to hop over to the chat. I'm going to hop over in the Blue Room chat while this is going on. Let's listen.
All I see is blessings, got no time for stressing. Don't believe in failures, yeah, my life is only lessons. They just make room for what I'm on now. I don't got a clue, but I know the one who does know how. Oh, wow. It's like I'm learning the game with the maker I already know now. Destiny has my name, no, it's coming, it'll never go.
I know that we all gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. I can't say that life's been perfect, so complain, cause life's been worth it. And all because of who it is, it's working. I'm in right now, oh my God. And no more living in that fear, no more tears, no, no. Eyes look at me and mold me, who we want me to be. I know that we all gonna be alright. If it takes us all night, no matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way.
I can see the blessings, I can feel your presence, leaning on the change in my heart for your endeavors. I pray I'm your reflection, I fiend for your correction. The cross brought the connection in through Jesus' perfection. Life done hit me crazy, been more stressed than ever, living like whatever. Through the rain I feel you drawing closer, Lord make me better. Take me, shape me, use me, I am yours. Take me, break me for the glory of the Lord.
Okay, not only does he hold me when I'm down and feel I'm folding, he my coach when I'm the goalie, never lonely, got that hope in he who holy, 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 keep that rugged cross on me, need that spirit to control me, seek that word to come and mold me, yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way. Yeah. It's like I can feel the blessings coming my way. I know that we're gonna be alright. We gon' make it through if it takes us all night. No matter what the odds may bring our way, I can see the blessings coming our way. Yeah. Blessings on blessings, yeah. I can see the blessings coming our way. Our way, our blessings, our blessings, yeah. I see the blessings coming our way, yeah.